This is for the win.
This is the Chatted Up Sports Minute, your quick hit of everything sports.
So you got Malcolm Mickey Harris joining me for the Sports Minute. How we doing, sir?
Hey, I'm great. Two for two this week.
Two for two. Absolutely. Always a pleasure. And I know that there's lots going on. Big weekend coming up in all things sports. How's the podcast doing? Everybody's holding tight?
Everybody's holding tight, doing our thing, and gearing up for a beautiful weekend of sports. And really, it all kicks off tonight.
Yeah, it really does. Go for it.
Got some Major League Baseball. So we got the Yankees and the Red Sox. Biggest rivalry in sports tonight.
Win and advance.
This is it. This is like a game seven environment. It's really game three, but you're going to have what I think is the best player, Aaron Judge for the New York Yankees, this loaded Yankees lineup going against a red hot Sox team. You saw what I did there.
Yeah.
The alliteration.
Red hot Sox.
Yeah, sure. Red hot Sox. We're going to see exactly who's going to come out and do their thing. But we had several folks advance. Starting Saturday, it's going to be the Phillies and the Dodgers. So we have Kyle Schwarber taking on Shohei Ohtani, arguably like our version of Babe Ruth. So I'm excited for this weekend in baseball for sure.
All right, so
I'm
looking forward to for the baseball fans for sure.
Looking at football.
Thursday night.
Waited all week for Sunday night, but we're going to do it Thursday night. It's two California teams. We're going back to Cali. So we're going with the 49ers and the LA Rams. So you have Matt Stafford taking on Mac Jones and the 49ers. Some star power throughout. A name to watch out for, Mr. Puka Nacua. He is the best receiver in football through the first month of the season. I expect for him to have a big game tonight. Devontae Adams as well is going to put up some good numbers. It's going to be a good night tonight for football.
Worth watching for sure.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of the NFL, I don't know if you saw the news. Bad Bunny.
Yes, we know a little bit about this for sure. Yeah, that was a kind of a surprise, and especially on the music side of things. Nothing against Bad Bunny. Yeah. He's arguably one of the biggest artists in the world, but I just didn't see that move coming. I didn't know if he was mainstream enough yet.
No.
And they're thinking it's possible.
It's possible and it's happening because I thought Tay-Tay was for sure going
to
get the nod.
She had to be a front runner, right? I mean, she was the front runner. From what we understand, we talked about this with our celebrity beat a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Rumor has it she was looking for a paycheck if she was going to do it. NFL's not interested in that. Historically, they've never paid anybody to do it because the exposure alone. But I think it's the first time, Miggy. I think this is the first time that we can probably argue that the Super Bowl would benefit more than the artist.
Yes, I agree.
In this exchange.
I agree.
So if anybody deserves a paycheck, I'd probably be Taylor Swift.
It's Taylor Swift.
If anybody's going to get paid to do it, it's probably Taylor Swift. And that's not a knock to Super Bowls or any other artists. But it's just kind of interesting that I think, arguably, she might be a little bit bigger than the Super Bowl.
I agree.
It's wild.
At this moment in time, I agree, and it's crazy to say.
So I kind of get that to an extent. Not that she needs the money or anything. Yeah. So it's up to her. I mean, it's her world. We all just live in it.
Listen, this is Taylor Swift's world. If Drake is moving his album just because Taylor, then you know Taylor's album dropping at midnight.
Yeah,
so excited about it.
It's a big day
it.
For that, for sure.
It's a huge day. it's going to be also a huge weekend. Of course, we got a lot of football that's going to be happening. Of course, here locally, high school. It's going to be game of the week. Macaulay, Baylor.
We're going to be there.
Star-studded, over 25 guys between both rosters have Division I offers.
Incredible.
So you're going to be seeing like a real heavyweight fight between arguably the two biggest programs in the city here in Chattanooga. So being out for that. And then also this weekend, you know, we're going to be on the diamond and it's going to be about Tennessee. The Tennessee Volunteer Baseball Team, Tony Vitello and his guys are going to be here at AT&T Park at 3:00. Looking forward to it. And just a great overall sports weekend ahead. And we're going to have a full recap on the podcast on Monday.
Absolutely. We'll be tuning in. That's the Chatted Up Sports Podcast. Follow them on all social media platforms. You got on TikTok and YouTube and you name it. You guys
Everything,
are there.
All platforms.
And we're looking forward to that. And, of course, you can catch the Sports Minute every single Tuesday and Thursday, 5:45 right here on Hits 96. Miggy, we appreciate the time.
Appreciate you, Gino.
It's Hits.